Yeah, welcome back. We are here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with Jason Smith. He's the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce here. And one of the nice features of this program is always kind of talk about all the good things happening in Manhattan, openings. Sometimes we have closings too, but a lot of good news to report here this time around.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some good events. We've had some good openings. I will say this, and I'm going to ask all your listeners for a little forgiveness before we go in. Obviously, Lyle Butler had been here 20 years, so he knew all these things like the back of his hand. And, and I listened a couple of times to his report. And not only was he very knowledgeable of – a lot more knowledgeable of the current business climate than I am currently – Lyle also came out of the broadcasting field. So Lyle was a broadcaster before he became the chamber president. And so this was a lot more natural to him. While I also, like Lyle, came out of the communications field, I came out of print journalism. So I'm much better writing these things out than I am talking about them. But I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try my best. And I'm trying to tone my Oklahoma accent down a little bit. I had somebody tell me that, you know, you got to lose that accent. And I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to lose it, but I'll try to tone it down some. So, we've had a few good events. We're planning some more for openings. The one I want to talk about first, and I don't know if you had a chance to go, but the ribbon cutting on the Midwest Dream Car Collection last Friday was just an unbelievable event. There's a general rule in chamber world. You do not have ribbon cuttings are really any substantial kind of event on Friday afternoons because it's hard to get people to come to events. So I showed up. I'm expecting a smaller gathering. And, of course, that's Ward and Brenda Morgan's project out on Anderson Avenue. But got there 15 minutes early and saw the cars in the parking lot and thought, oh, there must be people at the restaurant and the workout facility, and walk in and there's already over 100 people at this event on Friday afternoon at 3:45. First of all, that tells you how people are excited to see the cars, but I also think it tells you a lot about how people feel about the Morgans and what they've invested into Manhattan. Including this, but obviously all the efforts that they've taken downtown and with Civic Plus and some of the other downtown investments. So,
and I'll tell you, I was there Saturday for the grand opening, and there was a line out the door at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And you know, they're just great corporate citizens. It's just incredible. So I had a chance to see the cars. They have some very cool cars in there. And we cut the ribbon. I was excited. That was actually my first official ribbon cutting as the chamber president. So that'll be a cool thing, as I tell people, you know, as I go along. Well, my first one of these was the Midwest Dream Car Collection. So I was glad that was the first one that I had a chance to do. The first groundbreaking that I will be participating in is actually this morning. We'll be leaving here to attend an event to recognize the new center at the Pawnee Mental Health Facility. A very important project that brought together a private, public, nonprofit, which is the best way to do projects, right, is public-private partnerships. And so I'm really excited to get there, see their facility. Mental health is such a big challenge in this country, and so to know that Manhattan has been proactive in ways to address that and then continues to find ways to invest in services to help really our most vulnerable population is just it moves you and it makes your heart feel good. And so I'm glad that I will get the opportunity to participate in that a little bit later this morning. So looking forward to heading to that. So we have a few others that our staff prepared for me when I was coming. Along came Abby, which is a wedding event planning group, has a new location at 1218 Hostetler Drive. So Prairie Salt Therapy is a new business, and they're at 1140 West Loop Place. So Tallgrass Title is another new business at 210 North 4th Street in Suite A. Catholic Charities has a new location on South 4th Street. Not a move or a new business, but a new ownership at Confetti and Cashmere. Wildcat Fitness and Fun is working on their new expansion, and that's at, of course, 8200 Southport Drive. Kansas Gas has opened their new facility at the Manhattan Business Park. Genesis has started their new building, which is up on Stag Hill, and that'll be the second location, I believe, of that group, which is has spots around the Midwest, and having been there a couple of times is very well used. Then let's see, we have opening soon, the Alms Group. And then the other one is Axe to Grind, which Social Hour, which is, I guess, this new, and I haven't gone yet. I'm actually a little scared to go, but the new axe throwing place, they seem really popular. And I'm, you know, part of me is like, yeah, I want to go in and throw axes. And then part of me goes, I may injure somebody. This may not.
What a peculiar trend, right?
Yeah.
Where do you, like, it's so interesting that that's just become so popular so quick, yeah, all around the country.
Yeah.
So,
and
bizarre.
I see videos of it everywhere. It must be super popular. So I don't know. Brandon, have you thrown axes?
I have not thrown axes, but yeah, that sounds like an interesting first thing I thought of is that that's not a bar, I hope, because
I don't know. I do not know the answer to that question. You know, it's like the old adage, you never serve liquor at a gun range, right?
Right.
I do not know the answer to that.
I would
question.
Imagine they're not drinking and throwing those axes.
Okay. Well, I will, you know what? I will track that down and hopefully report that back to you at our next month's opportunity. Celebration of the Heart is moving into Fortunity. Then the last thing I want to talk about on the tourism side, our city commission on Tuesday, I believe it's right, Tuesday, approved the first reading of the increase in the occupation tax hotels to fund the conference center expansion. And I know that's something that the chamber and the CVB have been very supportive of, very excited about. It will allow us to attract meetings that right now we're not able to compete for, which, again, going back to what we talked about earlier, how important tourism is not only to our economic bottom line, not only to our local businesses, but also to our opportunities to attract new people and new businesses moving forward. So I think that's going to be a great project, and we are all looking forward to it. And I know our staff is already contacting business meetings that we maybe have missed out on in the past to try to get on their calendar moving forward. So that'll be a great project. And then the Hilton Garden Inn announced 40 new rooms to help take advantage of that. And then I believe the plans are still moving forward on the new courtyard in Aggieville. So a lot going on. There was another, this isn't a business, but at the meeting Tuesday, there was also an announcement about what they called it a sister building to the 12B apartments, lofts on Blue Stem and 12th Street, and that will be immediately to the east. And so that'll be 33 new units there. And I think, at least from my standpoint, when you drive through there, I think those buildings look really nice and add to the kind of general neighborhood. And so it's good to see that people are still investing in those kind of projects. So especially as we look at some of the redevelopment in Aggieville and how important that is to the growth of the university and growth of our community, I think that'll be a great investment for that area.
I agree. Yeah, a lot of good stuff here. And obviously you mentioned the Pawnee mental health thing. I don't think people maybe not everybody grasps just how significant that is to our community here. We've heard so much about closings around the state here of mental health centers, and to have something like this, and you mentioned being proactive, what a great opportunity here for our community.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about what, you know, when you hear people talk about prison reform and you hear people talk about workforce even, two of the biggest challenges that people talk about, mental health issues and substance abuse. And so, you know, both those issues are probably right now our biggest national crisis. You know, I know our political parties and broadcasters like to pick the crisis of the week and talk about that a lot on radio, TV, and in the newspapers. But kind of a string that runs through a lot of those problems is mental health and substance abuse. And so, you know, I could make an argument, and I haven't researched this, but I could make an argument maybe that that's probably one of our greatest crises right now, particularly with opioids and some of those other things. That so how communities are able to address those challenges, I think will say a lot about how communities are able to grow and develop and have productive and strong citizens. So I'm not familiar with Pawnee Mental Health. I haven't had a chance to in my brief time to tour the facility. So I'm anxious to get and see the facility and hear from the leadership there. And I think it's and as a chamber, we're thrilled to get to be part of that process.
All right. We've reached time to take our second break, so let's do that. We're talking with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, when we return on News Radio KMAN.